Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Tuesday, March 30th, and this is Chicago Council 8 volunteer Damian Morgner reporting, and Glenn's gotta go. Hundreds of flight attendants and pilots marched together at IAD on Sunday, March 28th, to protest the joint venture between United Airlines and Aer Lingus that outsources our jobs. The inaugural flight from Washington Dulles to Madrid, marketed by United and transporting United passengers, took off from Dulles Sunday, March 28th, on an Aer Lingus plane staffed by SCAB labor doing flight attendant work. We were joined by flight attendants and pilots from across the industry, including the president of ALPA in Ireland, whose picture is included in our photos of the event. Other airline workers understand the United Aer Lingus joint venture could set a terrible precedent for all of our jobs. Today it's Dulles to Madrid, but Tilton's new deal to sell tickets on a foreign airline and get revenue from the flight without scheduling the work for existing employees sets up the potential for outsourcing all of our jobs. In a media statement about the protest, MEC President Greg Davidovich said, United Airlines' current management is exploiting the Open Skies Agreement with the European Union for profit at the expense of our jobs. While thousands of United Airlines flight attendants and pilots are still on furlough, management is siphoning off even more of our jobs to a foreign airline. This is just plain wrong. United management proudly proclaims the joint venture will create 125 jobs. They neglect to mention that those jobs and work could have been done by existing employees or those who were waiting to be called back to work. During the protest, we also leafleted passengers checking in at United and all other airlines because this threat is not isolated to United. Passengers were mortified to learn of this injustice and new threat to middle-class jobs. Those checking in for the Madrid flight were angry to learn they had bought tickets on a flight that outsources our jobs, and they felt duped by United marketing. Passengers stopped to talk with us and learn all they could about the unprecedented deal that goes well beyond any traditional code share. People everywhere are sick and tired of outsourcing and the constant attack on jobs. Travelers were eager to do anything they could to support the fight to protect our jobs. The leaflet asked passengers to call on their member of Congress to co-sponsor the Aviation Jobs Outsourcing Prevention Act, H.R. 4788. The legislation would require, when airlines enter into revenue-sharing agreements, the amount of revenue the airline receives is proportionate to the amount of flying the U.S. airline actually provides its workers. We heard from congressional staffers who were flying out of Dulles Sunday afternoon and who are working with us for the passage of H.R. 4788. They said they were impressed to hear our chants from the parking lot, and it reinforced for them how important this legislation is. We chanted for hours. Ho, ho, hey, hey, keep good jobs in the USA. Save our jobs. Glenn's gotta go. United routes, United crews. We took video of the SCAB labor as they entered security and made their way to United Gate and Aer Lingus plane. Cheered on by local management, the SCABs taunted the veteran United flight attendants who built our airline. At a United gate worked by United agents who checked the security badges of SCAB flight attendants and boarded passengers onto the Aer Lingus plane, United management celebrated the inaugural flight that sends our work to an Irish airline. Balloons decorated the gate area and repeated announcements were made encouraging passengers to enjoy the food set out in honor of the occasion. While we fight this violation of our contractual scope language through an MEC grievance before the System Board of Adjustment, we will continue all other means of fighting this gross injustice. In coordination with Aer Lingus unions and airline workers throughout the industry, we will continue to protest Tilton's plan. We will fight for our work through action on Capitol Hill, and we will stand together for our jobs and the frontline workers who truly make up United Airlines. Check out pictures and videos of the event at www.unitedafa.org. The year anniversary of the start of our negotiations is just 1 week away. Airline workers around the world are mad as hell, and with good reason. For us, United Management is running very late with our pay, and we can't afford to wait for what's due. We cannot wait for the improvements we need and the compensation that represents our contributions to United Airlines. Grab your flying partners and take a stand. Join the picket line at airports around the world on April 6th to stand in solidarity with flying partners for a new contract now. Details about the event in your location or layover location are posted on unitedafa.org. Show management, we stand behind our negotiations, and we're serious about our proposals for improvements. March the picket line in full uniform and stand up for what's right, whatever it takes. We have been in Railway Labor Act Section 6 negotiations for almost a year now. As part of our commitment to involve you in the process and continue in ongoing conversations, we encourage you to take the time to offer your feedback via another survey about contract negotiations. This contract negotiation survey has been mailed to your home address and will open on Thursday, April 1 at 12 noon Central Time. Last year, we built our opening proposal based on your feedback through surveys, local meetings, one-on-one discussions with your representatives, email and telephone exchanges, along with discussions during system-wide strategic advantage contract roadshow meetings with our negotiating committee. It is important that we continue the discussion about why these negotiations are so important and continue to solicit your feedback about our collective goals. When you participate, you have a stake in the negotiations, and it is your involvement that will make the difference in the outcome of these negotiations. The survey will be available for response April 30th at 11 a.m. Chicago time. A link to the online survey will be posted on our website along with survey access instructions. Taking the time to answer the questions on paper prior to entering your responses through the web or telephone will make the process easier for you. This will allow you to prepare your answers before you go online or call in and will reduce the time necessary to respond. Also, we encourage you to try to complete the survey online. This method may be easier since the survey is quite lengthy and more cumbersome for telephonic response. If you did not receive a survey at your home address, contact your local council for a replacement. Most importantly, be sure you take time to respond and continue to take an active role in our negotiations. There were no negotiations last week. Our negotiation committee continues follow-up work after the conclusion of the last mediated session where no tentative agreements were reached. The next mediation session in Chicago will be on April 20th through the 22nd of 2010 in Chicago. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.